Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A brother in Israel helps us look closer at spiritual realities and prayer needs in the Israel-Hamas war. Then, Keys for Kids resources can strengthen your efforts to disciple your family. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Israel, where on Friday, the Security Council approved a plan to occupy Gaza City, stirring up international backlash. Israeli strikes in Gaza City over the weekend added force to that decision. Brother Isaac with Global Catalytic Ministry says Christians need to ground themselves in one fact.
God loves the Jewish people, and God loves Arabs and Palestinians. And if we can keep that in our heart, then we will not isolate our hearts to feel like we have to love one and hate the other.
He says tragedies ultimately lead to spiritual hunger.
There's reports coming out that the Palestinian people are starting, in Gaza, are starting to say, what has Hamas brought us?
Spiritual warfare exists within this conflict as well.
The enemy wants to fight Jews and Arabs in this region being a blessing in the entire earth.
That future of blessing is promised in Isaiah chapter 19. Find your place in Gaza and Israel's story by aligning your prayers with God's gospel purposes.
Pray that, first of all, that we won't be swept away by any propaganda on either side, but that we would be swept to prayer for their salvation and for a hopeful view of God's promises being fulfilled and ultimately reconcile the world to himself.
Next, did you know that there are over 42 million refugees around the world? The numbers threaten to overwhelm and often fade into background noise. But Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, recently highlighted World Refugee Day by sharing the stories and prayers of Sudanese refugees living in Egypt. Joe Willey with Sat7 says,
the refugees, these people who are displaced, they have a voice as well. And so we have tried to connect and reach out and hear their stories and then share their stories. Honestly, what we will say is give a voice to the voiceless.
Broadcasting to a region where only 4% of people are Christians, the way Sat7 shows love for others can help unbelievers see how God loves.
We are highlighting those stories with compassion and care to show people that refugees, whether they're from Sudan or somewhere else, are made in the image of God and should be cared for with the same compassion that we do our friends and our family who are also made in the image of God.
Please pray with compassion for those who are suffering in Sat7's ministry areas. Pray for those who see the programs that they might believe in Jesus Christ and be transformed by God's grace. And earlier this year, Barna research showed a 12% rise in U.S. adults committing their lives to Jesus since 2021. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says,
we hear these statistics that more people are claiming faith. This is a great thing. Now the question is, well, what are they going to do with that? Because, you know, a lot of people can say you are followers of Jesus, but if you don't read the Bible or listen to the Bible, how are you going to know the Jesus that you are serving?
Discipleship is a critical part of the Christian life.
It's almost catastrophic to lead someone to Jesus and then not follow up with discipleship. Frankly, it's on the churches because we haven't been adamant about discipleship. It's been, let's get them saved and then we'll wipe our hands and move on to the next one.
Keys for Kids provides free devotionals and an app to support family devotions, making discipleship more accessible. According to a 2023 study, over 90% of parents have no plan for their kids' spiritual development.
There is a craving. There is a hunger for kids to know spiritual things. We know kids are going to find some kind of spiritual truth. It might not be the truth that we know in Scripture.
Get started on yours today. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
We want to make sure that we're teaching them the truth that can only be found in God's Word and Christ alone.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.